Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for February 15th. It's Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother. Good morning. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I've got Matt Lagore with me here. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Taryn. Happy to be here, back with you, talking to you and only you, nobody else, just us two talking, just us.
Perfect. It's just how I like it. We are here to update you on everything that's been happening on the live feeds yesterday. And there's a lot that happened, even though no plans have changed. But there was a lot of like maneuvering around, repositioning, people talking and crying and getting yelled at. So we're going to get into all of it. And it starts with Shannon and Ross. Ross. Really, I mentioned this yesterday, but he's really trying to justify the betrayal of Shannon. He feels bad about it. He feels like she's taking it poorly, and he wants to justify it both to himself and to her, but he's completely taking the wrong route here. He tells her, like, look, I tried to push for Meta and Omarosa to go up on the block. I promise they'll tell you the same thing, and I even told them that I was going to tell you that I told them that, which just makes it very... like shady boots. Like the reason that this is happening is like the reason he said that in the first place is so that he could tell Shannon that he proposed those two. Like, and of course he's not telling her the other part of it, which is that he said put those two up so that we can backdoor Shannon, which again I don't really understand the point of why he's telling her this to calm her down if she's going out the door and she's going to be able to watch the feeds, the tapes back anyway. So really just trying to justify this. Shannon is upset because she's like, look, if I had done something to you guys, if I had been doing any of the things that you're saying that I was doing, I would be okay with this, but I didn't. Then that's why I'm taking this so personally. And then, you know, again, meanwhile, Marissa and Ross are like, why is she taking it so personally? She's telling you straight up. Maybe if you listened to her and adapted your approach, you'd have a better shot here.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack out of everything that was going on yesterday morning. Shannon is taking it very personally. She's taking everything. I mean, I think it's a lot because she didn't see it coming. We watched her diary rooms where she was like, oh, Ari's the new HOH. I should be good. This isn't a problem. And obviously we see how things turned out. But between that, she's trying. I don't know if she's trying to gain sympathy. If she is, it's working a little bit on a few people. But we have that going on. And then, like you were talking about with Ross, and he's trying to make himself look good. Like he's putting himself in the best light with as many people as possible. And now he's going to run into this problem that Brandy sees everything he's doing. She's very caught on to the relationships that he's formed and the moves that he's trying to make to keep himself in good with everybody. A lot went on yesterday morning.
Yes. And this conversation was a long one. Marissa ends up coming in and she throws out a billion explanations and excuses for why they've turned on Shannon. She says, look, I knew that Final Four Alliance was never going to work in the first place because of you, because you said that you were going to turn on James, which is a nonsense excuse because none of them expected to fully work with James. Like they only brought him in because they wanted him to work with them. And of course, Shannon said that in front of Brandy and Ari, who were part of the seven that weren't part of the four. So again, nonsense excuse. I don't know why she's saying it to Shannon, who's obviously not going to buy it. They eventually use it with James, who it's much more likely he's going to buy it, but not Shannon. She says, Shannon, you should understand this. You're a game player. If you were watching from home, you would agree with this move. And of course, Shannon's like, no, I wouldn't, because every reason you're giving me is nonsense. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she's not just a game player. She is the best game player that Big Brother has ever seen. Like, if anyone hasn't seen the updates, Ross has let us know that Shannon Elizabeth is the best Big Brother game player of all time. It's not even close. Shannon is the best after these 10 days in the house.
And here's the thing. That's not what they're saying to her face. What they're saying to her face is, this is your fault. Here are all the things that you did wrong. Then they go and talk to each other and they're like, we just had to do this. She's just like the best player ever in the history of the game. And it's, you've got that backwards. First of all, don't say what she did wrong ever and only say that she's just so amazing and you had such a high opinion of her that you were so scared that you needed to turn on her. By blaming her, you're making her blame you. They talk about this whole like idea. Oh, you had this alliance with Mark and James. Like, no, I didn't. Why would I do that? Why would I be aligned with two people who would be in a pair? And then Ross brings up the Omarosa final two. Like, well, you weren't honest with us about that. So how could we, you know, trust anything? And Shannon, I think, mostly rightly points out, like, look, I was caught up in the flip. Like, we were doing so many things. Like, obviously, at that point, I was not being loyal to Omarosa.
Right. So, I mean, at this point, it's just been like they have it in their heads. The alliance has it in their heads that Shannon's such a dangerous player. They have to take her out. And it's been their agenda for the past 5 or 6 days now. So once Shannon is, you know, confronting them and saying like, I don't understand what I did wrong, I was loyal to you, they're giving any excuse that they can come up with, even if they don't necessarily believe it to be like as true themselves. Cause I don't think that Ross or Marissa genuinely think that Shannon was going to turn on that four. I think they probably in the back of their minds, like they had to know that Shannon was going to be loyal to them as far as she could have, because did they see Shannon having like relationships with anybody else? I think the Omarosa thing was just complete BS. I don't know that they believe that was true.
Well, that's I think that when Ross had power, Brandy and Ari got into his head and they had convinced him that she was working with James and Mark and that she secretly had Omarosa and that she was coming after Ross next. That was the thing. Like every time he said, well, I don't know if I can do this, they were like, but she's going to come after you next week. And he was like, you're right, she is.
Yeah.
And then, but now, like now that it's gotten out and she's found out and she's so upset and she is like just like besides herself and taking it so personally, I think he realizes, ooh, we were probably wrong, but he won't admit that to himself or to anybody else. And that's where all this like bad jury management is coming from, is that like he can't really admit like, I got played, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, Shannon. But now that we've gone down this road, I feel like I probably have to commit because you're such a good player and I know that you'll never forget this. But even then, like it's a hard thing to do to justify a bad betrayal, like you know, a betrayal for no good reason.
Yeah, he's in way too deep to back out now. If he backed out now and flip flopped again on his decision, nothing about that would be good for his game.
Mm-hmm. So then we have Omarosa. She stirs some stuff up here. First, she tells James that hey, I'm looking out for you. All right, just to let you know, things have changed. The house has flipped. You're the new target. And that's because she was a part of the conversation the previous night where they discussed, oh, maybe we should consider taking out James instead of Shannon because Shannon is completely out of it and James is so full of himself. Ross was the one that was like, no, we have to go after Shannon. But Omarosa, she wants to stir the pot here. She lets James know. And so James goes straight to Ross and Marissa and he's like, are you guys coming for me? What's going on? And Ross was like, no, there was a conversation, I shut it down, nothing is happening, who told you that? And he was like, Omarosa. He's like, okay, all right, we get it.
Right. Ross and Marissa were completely baffled when they heard about this. They were like, I mean, it could have been a little bit of acting, it could have been, I don't know, but yeah, James walks in the room and he's like, oh yeah, Omarosa just told me this. And they were like, what? No way. Like we haven't heard anything about that. Like, I that's crazy. And I mean, Omarosa was in a decent spot this week if she was able to keep her mouth shut for 5 minutes and get through the nominations, the veto. She would have been fine this week. But she just woke up yesterday morning and had this desire to shake everything up. And like she was saying later in the day to Meta, she was saying, these people are so boring. Sometimes I just need to like stir the pot a little bit and get them moving. It's like, you know, she's trying to spin the wheel and get everybody going. You didn't need to do that. If you want to stay in the game a little bit longer and try to make something happen here, then that's not what you want to be doing.
Yeah. And it was contradictory things too. Which I'll get to just to say, but to finish the conversation with James and Ross and Marissa, they also used the excuse and they let him know, by the way, Shannon was talking about getting you out. That's why we had to turn on the group. That's why we did everything. That's why Shannon was always the target. That's why we were going to backdoor Shannon, so on and so forth. They're using that excuse with James, and it's a much more appropriate use with James, since it is technically true, and it can help get James on their side. But then Shannon and Omarosa talk. And so Omarosa, after warning James and then James going all over the place, has a talk with Shannon where they clear the air. And Shannon says, look, I don't know why you thought that I was doing something like while you were in the hospital, whatever. But I was always going after. By the way, Brent said that she was doing that. I don't know what Brent is talking about. but Shannon was always going after Keisha. She was trying to protect Omarosa that week. Not that she was like wanting Omarosa to stay forever or anything, but she wanted Keisha to leave, and Omarosa's like, all right, fine, all right, can we just start fresh? Because I want the girls to work together still. I want women power. I want to do this. Which like maybe could have worked if she hadn't just warned James, hey, they're gonna flip on you.
Yeah, and it was another one of those conversations that watching it, you're put in that position of, do I believe Omarosa? Because I don't know if Shannon's going to believe her. I don't even know if I believe her. But just after, you know, finding out that she had that conversation with James, you can't take anything that she's saying to anybody, you know, as being so serious. But yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. It was very weird. She gives Shannon like a good game plan here. She's like, look, Ross and Marissa have a deal with James. Mm-hmm. True. They are going to try and protect James so that they can use James. You need to get Ari and Brandy on board because they're the ones that can save you. You can work with them. James can work with Ross and Marissa, but you will have the votes because I have Meta with me. So me, Meta, Ari, and Brandy together, we can vote. We can save you. We can keep you. We can keep the girls together. We can take James out, so on and so forth. And you know, by the way, if you have any idea that Ross and Marissa have been loyal to you, they were planning on backdooring you last week. They are not loyal at all. And so this, you know, this Shannon's feeling pretty good about this. This is not a bad plan again, which might have worked if Omarosa hadn't like completely bungled it up.
Right. And then my favorite part of this whole thing came, I guess, next when Omarosa went out into the other bedroom and she's talking to Marissa and she's like, hey, Marissa, do you have a deal with Shannon? Yeah. And Marissa's like, no, like, why would I? And then Marissa goes running back into the other room to talk to Brandy and Ari. And she's like, Omarosa just came to me and asked me if I have a deal with Shannon. And then Omarosa comes right into the room and that conversation stops. And then it just evolves into this whole situation where then James comes in and then, you know, big blow up is going on. And that's where it got crazy.
Yeah, my favorite part about the Marissa-Omarosa interaction was right after Omarosa asked Marissa if she has a deal with Shannon, Marissa was like, I don't know, have you talked to Shannon? And this was right after Omarosa came from talking to Shannon and like making a deal with her, essentially. Yeah. And Omarosa's like, no, she's crazy. Get her away from me.
Yeah, exactly. And Marissa's saying like this. Marissa's been saying the same thing. Like, oh shit! Like, you know, they had that whole situation in the HOH room where they were trying to keep Shannon out, and now Marissa's coming in here saying the exact same thing. Oh, keep Shannon away! Like, what's going on?
So yeah, they end up having this big confrontation where they're trying to straighten out everything that Omarosa say. I mean, this lasted like a couple hours before it turned into like, let's just straighten out everything that's going on here, Omarosa. She didn't last very long with the pot stirring.
Yeah, James was very, very upset when he found out all this was going on. He came into the room and he was, you know, they were asking, I don't know how exactly it started. I was watching the other feed, but eventually he was saying like, Omarosa, like, this isn't what happened. You know what you said to me. I have no reason to lie here. There's nothing that I'm going to gain from lying about what you said. This is really weird that you're lying. And like, you're pulling all of these truths out of me that I didn't know I would have to like use against you, but you're lying. And it got really uncomfortable. James eventually was like, all right, you know, I don't really want anything to do with this. He goes into the kitchen and leaves Omarosa there. And then she follows him. And then he's like, Omarosa, like, I like you. I want to be friends with you after this, which is weird. But I don't know what this is. I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know what you're trying to play.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing where it's just like, really, like, do you really think that anyone, when you are looking at an argument between two people and one is saying, I told you this, and you're twisting my words and you're doing something crazy. And the other person is the one that's on the block, has no reason to lie, has no history of lying. And those two people are Omarosa and Jane. Like, there's not a single bit of reason to believe Omarosa over James in this situation. Yeah. I mean, in the same way that, like, nobody should have believed Omarosa over Shannon, although they have this idea of Shannon that made them question it. But, like, Omarosa keeps getting in these, you know, he said, she said arguments. And it's just very clear that anytime she gets into one of those, she's lying. Right. It's like when Colin Stone calls someone out in Secret Hitler. Like, you're lying, dude. You're always lying.
You know the truth.
So that happens. Shannon also has a conversation with Brandy, where she lets Brandy know what Omarosa told her, which unfortunately doesn't have as much credibility, but it does ring true in Brandy's mind that, hey, look, I think that Ross and Marissa have a deal with James. And Brandy's like, yeah, you know what? I feel like Ross is playing everyone. He has connections with everyone. He's playing everyone. They sort of work this out, and this is Ross's game is just like completely unraveling at this point. She says, look, you know, if you do stay, I think we know who you should go after next week. And it's starting to really look bad for Ross at this moment.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming out of these few days. There's nowhere for him to go at this point. If Ross wants to continue in the game, which obviously he does, next week, I don't see, or next vote cycle, I don't see Brandy and Ari and Ross and Marissa being able to stick together for it. I think someone's got to make a move, whether, you know, the only shot of Brandy getting into power again is if she wins the HOH because Ari won this week, unless, you know, maybe Omarosa wins and Brandy can get in her ear. But there's too much tension between Brandy and Ross, and it's been brewing for a day or two now. And at this point, if they can get through this vote and get Shannon out, I won't be too surprised, but it's already like unraveling a little bit where Brandy's concerned if she wants to keep Shannon or not because of Ross, I think, because she sees that Ross is the biggest threat to her now. And it's such a short game, and it's not looking good for Ross with Brandy there.
Yeah, I think Ross's saving grace here is that one is that he's had this final two with Brandy for a while, and they may know each other outside of the game. I've heard some rumblings about that. And then also, like, there's not a whole lot of other options for Ari and Brandy. There's Meta, who's just a complete wild card. And he's so likable that if he makes it to the end, he's probably going to win. There's right. Omarosa, who maybe you can take to the end, but she is also a complete wild card and will blow your spot up if you tell her too much information. So they can't really work too much with her. Obviously, they could try to work with Shannon, but she is so good at competitions. She's so smart. She would never, she's very difficult to work with. It's not like they can really work with James. He's also too good at competitions. And he has too good of a connection with Ross and Marissa. And then there's Mark, who just kind of hangs around. So when you're talking about like, who am I going to make some like deal with, you kind of have to include Ross and Marissa because they're not the best at competitions. And they're rational enough to work with you without completely blowing things up. So, you know, it's almost like that's their only option. And they kind of discuss that, you know, they're saying, you know, Ross, he's running scared, but I think we kind of have to work with him for now. Like we don't really have much other choice. So they make an interesting decision, because how I saw things that could have happened was, Ari and Brandy could have looked at the situation like Ross has James. We can have Shannon. Let's take out James and keep Shannon because Shannon will be on our side as opposed to James being on Ross's side. But instead, they actually have a conversation with Ross and Marissa where they say, look, we see it as you have James. We have Shannon. Tell us why we should evict Shannon over James. And Ross is like, you know what, let's just, if it would make you feel more comfortable, let's all make a deal with James. Let's make a final five. And so that's what they do.
That's a big fun part of this season. The fact that so many of them are playing and they're so actively trying to get their points across and push their agendas, because it's such a short time period for them to do all of this stuff. And Brandy is playing pretty smart and she knows what's going on. She sees a lot of this stuff. Ross is also trying to do the same thing. So Brandy sees what's going on. She sees that James is with Ross, and Ross sees that, you know, he wants to keep James, and Brandy's right about that, that he has James and he's probably able to manipulate James. So it was really interesting to see how that played out, because especially since they had a conversation about it. I lost my train of thought, but yeah.
Well, I don't want to just give Brandy the credit either. I want to make sure that that we're also including Ari in this discussion, because especially later toward the end of the day, I do feel like Ari is almost like the badass driving force behind this duo, while Brandy is like the front of it.
And I wasn't going to get out of here without giving Ari credit. I mean, yeah, we didn't get to like the Vita results yet, but you know, later in the night, just since we're talking about it, there was a lot of Brandy feeling bad for Shannon, feeling like maybe there's something we can do. And Ari just coming in like, no, this is the plan. Like, we said what we're doing. We're doing this. You're getting soft. Stop. Like, this is our plan.
Yeah. It's our Ari stone cold.
She's,
I love
she's
it.
She's great. Yeah.
but they do. They bring up James and they have a conversation with James in a scenario that is very, very reminiscent of the Final Four alliance that Ross and Marissa flipped on immediately, basically saying, we're going to bring James up. We're going to make a Final Five alliance with him, but we are going to take him out at the next opportunity. And James yet again is like, a Final Five? Absolutely, guys. You're going to keep me and we're going to work together. This is going to be great. I'm never going to betray this alliance. And they're going to betray him again. And he's going to be like, why does everyone hate me?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk last night on the podcast about, is this a real or is this not a real alliance? And it's real in the sense that James is so easily manipulated, especially with his life on the line. This was before the veto that they had this conversation. And they're like, you know, we'll protect you. You protect us. And that's just a safety, you know, insurance thing, so that if James won next week, they can use that and say, we made a deal, like, you can't go after us. But they all acknowledge that if James is an option to go home and they need to take that strike, that they will. There was nothing holding them back from actually pulling the trigger if they need to.
Yeah. So they play the veto, and it's the dark room veto. The black box, dark room, whatever you want to call it. I never pay attention to the names. They're always like the weird.
Well, this one's known. It's the black box.
Look, dark room, black box. It's
shady boots.
Shady boots. There are lots of boots in the black box. So apparently during this competition, Omarosa like requested medics because of course. Honestly, like even if like, She should just do this at every competition, because it will just continually reinforce this idea that she's useless in them.
I think she's made like best friends with the medic. Like, yeah, the other day after they had the HOH competition, where a few people were starting to like have some breathing problems afterwards, specifically Ari, she like brought Ari right over to the pantry and she's like, oh, the medic's in here, like, he'll take care of you. Yesterday, I don't remember who she was talking to, but somebody wasn't feeling great. And she's like, oh, the medic's in that room. Just go like knock on the door and they'll take care of you. Like, she's really, really like enjoying her time that she spends with the medic and making sure that everybody gets in on this great experience of talking to the medic.
Maybe they brought in Dr. Joe from Survivor.
I mean, yeah, I heard that first one out where that girl was so excited to see Dr. Joe. Maybe he's there in the Big Brother house.
Maybe. James ends up winning this competition. Again, like, just if they were having any second thoughts about like, maybe we shouldn't betray James in this Final Five alliance, I think winning this competition probably sets that to rest. So James is safe. He will be coming off the block, and they need to put up somebody else as a potential pawn. And Ari initially suggests maybe Mark. He's volunteered. But Brandy thinks I think Omarosa. Maybe we should probably put Omarosa up there. And Ari's like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So at the moment, it looks like Omarosa will be going up in James's place.
Yeah, and Brandy also was talking last night. It was really late when they were finishing up the competition, and then they were all talking, and she was saying something to Shannon about how I have an idea.
Yeah,
like, we'll talk in the morning. I'm not I'm not sure. Well, let's just talk in the morning. And then you saw later on that she was talking to Ari and she was seeming like she was like having thoughts of keeping Shannon. So I don't know what her ultimate plan is. And I'm hopefully we'll find out in a few hours when they all start waking up for the day. But I don't even know. But even if she didn't have this plan, the Omarosa versus Mark as a pawn thing, like I don't know which way they would want to lean. And if there's any more benefits towards having either one of them up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think it's probably actually a better idea to put Mark up just because he has volunteered, and it there's less of an incentive to like flip the house onto Mark than it is onto Omarosa if Omarosa starts stirring stuff up, and there's no use in pissing Omarosa off. If Mark has volunteered, just use Mark. But so Shannon is all over the place proposing. Look, I just wanted to see Zingbot and play an Otev, and can I just stay until then? And then I'll throw the game. Like this is like Nicole from BB2. Like I just want the right people to win, and then I'll step down. Maybe she's an old school fan.
Everybody's finding it annoying that Shannon's doing all this crying and that Shannon's complaining about this and that. But I think it's like it's making a few, like it's working a little bit. It's getting people like Brandy to feel bad. It's getting even Ross and Marissa have acknowledged that they feel bad about it and that they really like Shannon. And they feel so bad that this has to go this way, but this is what has to happen. And she's putting all of that sympathy out there, towards herself to say like, I just really wanted to see all this stuff. She was talking to Meta last night saying like, I'm a fan of the show and I really just wanted to have a little bit more of the experience and I'm fine. I'll step out, but it's working a little bit.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, so Brandy has not a conversation, but she briefly talks to Shannon where she says, hey, I've got an idea. She like gives her a wink. Don't worry about it. Like we'll figure something out. Don't say anything. I think her idea was, because then she goes to Ari and she talks about like, hey, maybe we should save Shannon. Who knows? And Ari's like, no.
Yeah.
We're not saving Shannon. Brandy's like, but I feel so bad. She's so sad. And like, come on, why can't we save Shannon? And Ari's like, no. I am putting my foot down. You cannot be trash talking Shannon one day and then wanting to save her because you feel bad the next day. She is the biggest threat in the game. We are moving forward with this plan. This is what makes the most sense. This is how we're going to win. Brandy's like, but what about Meta? Like,
yeah, Meta
home. Like, why wouldn't we send Meta home? And she's like, why would we send Meta home? Come on, this is Shannon. We got to get Shannon out. This is the plan. We got to stick to it. We've got to do this. It doesn't matter how bad you feel. And Brandy just, man, you're more gangster than me.
Does Brandy not remember that this is the greatest Big Brother player of all time they have on the block? Like, she's got one foot out the door, and she's like, oh yeah, let's take Meta out. What? What kind of plan is this?
So that's what it's like. They're like, if they were super villains, right? Like Brandy is the one that's like all showy and like taunting people and messing with people. And then, she goes back home to, the overlord Ari, who's just like, the soft spoken, deadly, much like, obey me.
You get a sneak peek at the BB comics.
Yes, that's, oh my god, that's what it should be. They make a great team.
These house guests would not do well with BB comics. I mean, maybe like two of them, but yikes.
Yeah. So that was that's basically the day. There was again a lot going on, a lot of repositioning. But it does look like for the most part, Ari and Brandy are still well in power. I don't see anybody going after them next week. Omarosa, I think, will take a shot at Ross and Marissa if she has the opportunity. Meta, I don't know, he'll probably go after James still, I guess.
Yeah.
James will probably go after Meta and Omarosa. I think that Ross and Marissa certainly aren't going after Ari and Brandy anytime soon either. So I really feel like Ari and Brandy here are still in a really great spot. And they are running the game, and people aren't seeing it. People think that Ross is running the game. but he's like the henchman at this point, if we're going with the supervillain thing. He's like right. one of the first boss fights.
I appreciated the show giving credit to Ari and Brandy for the Shannon backdoor last week when they were the ones that were pushing the idea a lot. But I felt like in the last episode last night, they weren't getting enough credit. But I feel like coming up in this week, especially now that we have this scene of Ari hammering it home into Brandy's head that we need to get Shannon out, I feel like Ari should hopefully get the respect for this move that she really is carrying out.
Yes. I will say, though, I don't think we should necessarily count Ross out completely just yet, either Ross or Marissa, because despite the fact that I think they have made a lot of blunders, Ross in particular, they did make it out alive. The fact that the Keisha thing really helped them out. And now that Ari has won HOH, that also really helped them out. Shannon will be leaving. They have this bond with James. They still, Ross still has a good connection with both Mark and Meta. So they're not out of it yet by any means. This is kind of like they are and were in a lot of danger, but they could easily make it out. And then Ross is still a talented player. He still has all of the potential that he had in the first place. The thing that got him into power that he then bundled or just like messed up. Give him too much rope and, instead of hanging himself, he could end up, hanging someone else. And, don't sleep on Ross.
I'm definitely not sleeping on Ross in terms of getting to the end, but to get there, we know he'll have to take out Brandy and Ari at some point, and he can use these other pieces in the house, the Marks, Metas, James, to get them out when the time comes. But when the time comes in, and if he's the one who successfully turns on Ari and Brandy, are we going to have more bitter people going out to see everything and then eventually be the voters? Because if Ross can make his way to the end again, we might be looking at a situation where now Shannon doesn't, you know, have a ton of love for him. And then if Brandy and Ari are going out in like a similar way and they think he was being shady and they're like, oh, well, you guys let James sneak on by when we knew that James was whatever. And Omarosa has been saying this whole time, James could sneak to the end and pull out the win. So if Ross ends up as a losing finalist, I still don't think we'll be surprised.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Maybe Marissa is a better winner contender, because maybe if they make it to the end as a pair, I think she, well, not perfect with her jury management either, has been at least a little bit better. Not quite so at the forefront.
Let me ask you real quick, because I know a lot of things annoy you. Does Marissa annoy you when she's talking on the feeds, or do you like have no problem with like listening to her talk on and on and on?
Just like with how much she talks, or like,
yeah, like just because she really doesn't stop.
I mean, she talks a lot. I don't know. I think I'm used to people annoying me on the feeds. I'm just like immune to it.
It's just, I mean, like I find it so crazy that like they don't go into rooms without her and say like, man, she doesn't shut up. I don't know if like they're holding it until they get out of the house or whatever, but like she doesn't stop talking. It's crazy.
Well, I mean,
just a thought.
I mean, that was basically her interviews before the show too. Like, I think that's just who she is.
They really like her. So I guess even though she doesn't shut up, like she's so likable and everyone, I don't know. She could win at the end. I find it so fascinating that nobody gets like annoyed.
Well, I guess you probably have to listen to her more than the house guests do, because they only have to do it like once when they're in the room with her, whereas you follow her room to room. All right, well, that is our update for today, unless you have anything else, Matt.
No, I'm good.
All right, make sure you subscribe to the Reality TV Rehaps feed on robhasawebsite.com and or iTunes. You can also do the dedicated Big Brother feed to get all of these updates, the LFC roundtable, and everything else that goes along with it, the RHAP coverage for Big Brother. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Liguori. Check out the power rankings that he did for the beginning of the season. And then you're going to be doing it for Survivor too, right?
Yep. And we'll see about Big Brother Canada. I'd like to, but they're going to intersect. We'll see.
Yes. Of course, the First One Out series is continuing to air before the next season of Survivor. Lots of work gets put into it, and I think it's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's fun. So check that out if you're interested in Survivor or just like weird podcasting things. Make sure you check out The Taran Show. I spoke with Bruno Aiello from Big Brother Canada, and we talked about lots of fun things. So check that out as well. And I think that's all we've got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.